Welcome to Radio Dale, the podcast for independent musicians produced by Dale Speaking.
We are one of Canada's top radio promotions and digital music marketing companies.
Radio Dale features fun music facts, inside information about the music industry, and advice for artists.
Hello, Dale Speaking, this is India.
Dale Speaking, this is Wu.
Dale Speaking, this is Amber.
Ring, ring, Dale Speaking.
A shirt when I'm working out, when I just wear a sports bra and I'm on my mat doing crunches, there's like a suction noise.
Yeah.
And so my friend, I was saying this to my friend the other day, and she's like, that happens to me at the gym.
Yeah.
Like, that's so horrible.
It's worse if you're like doing sit-ups or like crunches or something.
Yeah.
And if you have been sweating, it'll catch an air pocket.
Exactly.
So when you like flatten out the small of your back, it's like and you just see everybody, they're just kind of like
Welcome to Radio Dale number 69.
Ooh, this week in music history, Beach Boys make pet sounds.
On Who Charted, bands that are playing in Toronto.
Bruce 60-second tip of the week, Instagram.
This week's song, Dearly Beloved.
And in the roundtable, CMW 2014 Dale Speaking Recap.
Ooh, I like that.
How exciting.
Very exciting. So, before we get into it, so you can prep your minds, if you didn't know, CMW means Canadian Music Week, which was last week, but let's talk about this week in music history.
Sexy. All right, so...
69.
I wish we had one from 1969, but we don't, so failed miserably there. So, this week in music history, May 15th, 2003. This is a sad one, and I hate that we're starting it off on a sad one, but I thought this was important to remember. Country singer June Carter Cash, the second wife of Johnny Cash, passed away in Nashville of complications from heart surgery. She was 73, but of course she's a member of the Carter family and had hits with Johnny Cash, including the Grammy Award-winning songs Jackson, Ring of Fire, which she co-wrote about their courtship.
Oh.
And If I Were a Carpenter. So I know that...
If I Were a Carpenter. I didn't know she wrote that.
So I know that was kind of a sad...
Yeah.
Sad day.
Kind of feel dumb. I never clued in that she was a member of the Carter family, even though she is June Carter Cash. The Carter,
Carter
family.
Cash.
Of course, country artist, big popular back in the early bluegrass days.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very sad.
Cool that she was
Cool that she was amazing. Just sad clarify. That she died in 2003. May 16th, 1966, the Beach Boys released the album Pet Sounds in the U.S. The album is now regarded as the masterpiece of composer-producer Brian Wilson. To confirm this, Pet Sounds has been widely ranked as one of the most influential records ever released, has been ranked at number one in several music magazine lists of the greatest albums of all time.
May 17th, 1965, born on this day, Trent Reznor. That means he's 49.
Happy birthday,
Trent.
Last year in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Think Nine Inch Nails.
He's gonna be 50 next year. That's people crazy. Of all, like all females everywhere, are just gonna be like, whoa.
Well, I'm more like Nine Inch Nails is 50. That's really weird.
The face of Nine Inch Nails is 50. Okay, so May 18th, 1993, which is also my birthday.
Yay!
I just thought. Anyway. May 18th, 1993, Sister Lovers, 18-wheeler, Boyfriend, and Oasis. What do they have in common? They appeared at King Tut's in Glasgow, Scotland. Creation Records boss Alan McGee, who was in the audience, declared after seeing Oasis, and I quote, "I found the greatest rock and roll band since the Beatles."
Whoa.
McGee had missed a train at a nearby Queen Street station and decided to head to headed to Tuts and to kill time, and he ended up signing Oasis to the Creation label, and the rest is history.
What a fantastic story.
Yeah. So, I was 7 when that happened.
There you go.
Just random fact.
7. And you were there, and
you
leaned over to him and said, Oasis, Oasis is gonna be big. It was you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And whatever happened to Sister Lovers? May 19th, 1945, born on this day, the windmill guitarist himself, Pete Townsend.
Whoa. The child porn researcher himself,
yes.
Pete Townsend. Apparently for a book.
Amber, wow.
What?
And things got kind of dark.
It's true.
It is true.
May 20th, 1997, Foo Fighters released their second album, The Color and the Shape. The album was a Grammy nominee for Best Rock Album 1 year later in 1998.
It's weird. I kind of missed the early Foo Fighters thing. I think I had like a chip on my shoulder about Dave Grohl not being in Nirvana.
Yeah.
Being in a different band.
And being so
like,
damn cool now.
Yeah. It was like, it's weird. They're like a pop rock band. What's going on? But then you hear the music and you're like, it's all so good.
And finally, May 21st, 1998, the number one single in Canada, Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Yay!
Which is actually re-entry at that time. It was number one a few weeks before that.
So, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's so crazy.
It came back.
And
in
she was
way.
Torn.
She was Torn. And when I think of Torn now, I can't help but think of the video of the guy that does the miming to the song. He does this whole video where he mimes all the lyrics, and it's hilarious. And then later, at an awards ceremony, she performed it, and he was on stage doing all his mimes. It was quite funny.
These were the days before YouTube?
These were the days before YouTube, but you can find it on YouTube.
Mind blown.
So...
it's time for Who Charted.
Who Charted? Find out what happened on the charts.
So... Amber dropped water, like spilled lemon water on herself yesterday, and she almost just repeated it.
So we can.
At least you didn't fumble it all into the air. So like,
it's computer. Almost empty, but it's a slippery cup.
Just learn how to hold things, maybe.
I'm gonna get you one of those old, like the not to use some old man cups that have the really big base, like this, so that they can't tip. They just go.
Or we'll just get her a sippy cup. So
a sippy cup.
Yeah, in case it falls, I'm like.
It'll just be like a kid spilling it everywhere. Okay. Anyways,
anyway,
who charted
that again?
So who charted this week?
So this is the part of the show where we go over charts that have to do with music. It could be a BDS chart or a media-based chart or an iTunes chart. We pick any chart. This week, I'm looking at a chart from a radio station in Toronto, 102.1 The Edge, because I was looking at their top 30, and I noticed that a lot of the acts in their top 30 were playing or will soon be playing here in Toronto. So I just thought that was kind of...
very cool.
Very cool. So number one, the Black Keys' Fever, playing at the ACC on September 16th. Number three, Congo's Come With Me Now. They just played here last week for CMW. Number seven, Sam Roberts Band, Human Heat, playing at the Toronto Urban Roots Festival, July 5th.
Or Turf. Yes.
Number eight, Bare Hands Giants. They are playing Edge Fest, July 18th. Number 11, Colorado Desire, 126. Rue's looking
like
happy.
Colorado.
They just played CMW.
That was a good show.
Good show, Rue saw. And number 12, July Talk Headstick, also just played at CMW. Number 14, Half Moon Run, She Wants to Know. Guess where they just played?
CMW. Woo-hoo! Opening for City in Color.
And number 20, Head of the Herd, We Could Get Together.
CMW.
Number 21, Jack White, Lazaretto, playing here on July 31st at the ACC. And number 23, Cage the Elephant, Take It or Leave It. They just played on Tuesday night in Toronto, and I was there.
Nice.
Nice. So yeah, that's really interesting. It's really cool that you kind of, you know, taking a peek at that top 30 and knowing like how many are playing that, you know, it obviously drives
especially,
the top 30, that's for sure.
Yeah. Especially most of the top, like everything above 15 really was a big CMW band. So it's nice to know that maybe voters or who vote for the top 30 on the Edge are...
Paying attention to who's playing.
Great.
So another good reason to play CMW, and we'll get to CMW later because we have a whole roundtable about it. But first, I'm going to do the 60-second tip of the week, and this week I'm going to talk about Instagram. Instagram, of course, is a fun way to share pictures with fans. You can throw filters on it and make your pictures look fancy. It has over 150 million users. It's currently owned by Facebook, which is good news if you want to get it on that social network. And it is also the most popular camera app and photo-based social community. So you can share across social networks with your Instagram. You can do photo series with your Instagram, kind of like you do a TV series or a web series. You can maybe do like backstage with the band or landmarks on your tour or the band holding fuzzy animals kind of a thing and just do a series and get people's interest in that. and is also a good way to get fan involvement, get people to take pictures of you or of the show. You can include that on your website, or you can throw it into a video, or if you understand what API means, you can actually have them all just pulled onto your website without having to do any work. Now, tips. You should ensure that you add context to all of your pictures. It has captions. A picture without a caption is like a book without words. It'll just be boring and just a normal picture, especially if it's weird and inside jokey. Basically, Instagram is just a fun way to share your pictures. And since you should be very visual online, it's important that you use tools that let you do that.
There was one thing I actually, and I maybe India remembers, I don't know. There is one app that you should use, because when you post on Instagram and you connect it to your Twitter and Facebook, it goes to Facebook, okay, obviously, but to Twitter, it's a link.
Yes.
And like, what, 9 times out of 10, somebody's not going to click on that link to be like, oh, what did you post? So there's an app.
It was called If This Then That.
Thank
you. Oh, interesting. News.
That will actually show the picture on your
Twitter. It'll do something to the link, so the link shows up as an image.
Yes.
That's really useful information.
Yes.
A bonus tip.
If This Then That.
If This Then That. Sounds like a good app. And also, if Instagram is obviously the big name, Twitter also has filters and has good ways to share stuff on your Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other neat apps that are coming out. I recently started using the official Photoshop app for your iPhone or your Android. And it essentially lets you do the majority of things you can do with Photoshop to your pictures. You can do cutting things out and adding image, like drawing on it and stuff. But what I found most interesting is you could throw a picture in and do all the color adjustments on your iPhone. And actually just, it would be kind of like using Instagram, but instead of throwing a filter to make it look old, you can actually just like bring out the reds or make the color more contrasted or something. So
you have a little more control than just picking a filter.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay,
so it's
kind
of, and there are other apps that kind of do that. There's one called Grid, I think, and you just kind of flip through this grid and each corner is a different filter. So as you go over one way and up and over, you kind of add these filters to it. So definitely play with the images. What you get from your phone may look great, but you can make it look better. And Instagram is obviously the easiest way to do that.
It is.
So just sort of make it look fancy.
We heart you, Instagram.
We do heart you, Instagram, and send checks to 84 Avenue Road.
We're waiting.
So I believe it is time to listen to some music.
Yes! Time to feature a track that we here at Dale Speaking are currently working, or sometimes we like to feature tracks that we've worked in the past and just kind of have a throwback Thursday, since it's Thursday, but when we record. But this week's song is actually a new single that we released within the past 2 weeks. It's from a Toronto band called Dearly Beloved, and we actually had the chance to see them at CMW last week. And I've seen them previously. It was a few years ago at Canadian Music, or CMW, and they are just absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's like punk mixed with, like, when we listened to their new album, Enduro, that just came out Tuesday.
Yeah.
May
8th? No, 10th, 12th.
Whatever.
Date.
Yeah, it came out this week. And Enduro, and when I listened to it, I immediately said, this sounds like Death From Above and Jane's Addiction made love and gave birth to Dearly Beloved, mixed with a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's heavy. So if you're a fan of punk, I know that this album features, is it Eamon McGrath?
Yeah, Eamon McGrath.
Yeah, there's a song in there with him. There's a bunch of other people featured. But one way that this band recorded this album was they would record a song, put it on in the car, drive the car, and if they didn't feel pumped while they were driving, they would toss the song.
Crazy. That's
so do yourself a favor. Go to Dearly Beloved. They're on all social media sites. They have a website as well. And pick up a copy of Enduro. The single we have released to radio is called Olympics of No Regard. And have a listen. You took the train, now we're worse off. It's plain to say. We'll make it up as we go along. And hope will set us free.
Back. Olympics of No Regard by Dearly Beloved from Enduro! Exclamation point. Enduro!
Enduro! That's how you say it. Because there's an exclamation point.
It's true. So you got to kind of exclaim it.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it is time now for the roundtable, where we are going to be discussing our experiences at CMW 2014. Specifically, we had an opportunity to go to panels and hear people talk about the music industry and music. And in my case, I got to see a lot of stuff about digital marketing and digital promotions at the Digital Media Summit, which was the day before the CMW panel started up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about one thing that sort of captured us, or one panel that we saw, and also some of the bands we saw at the show,
mm-hmm.
or at the festival. Should also quickly note, you may hear loud shouting and noises,
hammering.
Our roof is getting fixed right now, so that explains why.
Please,
it sounds like
yeah.
someone's trying to come in, but we're not letting them.
Please bear with us during this very tough time.
Yes. So, India, did you want to start and talk about your CMW?
Sure. It was, oh my gosh, such a great week. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all learned so much. One thing that I think we all really noticed was the amount of artists
mm-hmm.
that were at CMW. So if you haven't been to one before, you should definitely look into it next year, because the information that you're going to learn is amazing.
And the people you can meet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You're in the room with, like not even just the room where the panel's happening, the lobby.
The lobby
like,
has everybody
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah. You don't even
yeah.
have to buy a patch, just sit in the lobby.
That's true.
Yeah, when I was
yeah.
At the Media Summit, the guy who runs basically, it's called CES, and it's where all the major technology is announced each year. It's a big conference,
mm-hmm.
Consumer Electronics Show. And he was just walking around, just
yeah.
chatting with people. It's like, you run one of the biggest things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're just hanging out in the lobby.
Yep. Exactly. So, fun tip.
Mm-hmm. Fun tip.
Very good tip. So, I think we're all going to also be posting some blogs about things that we've learned for the next coming
mm-hmm.
weeks to keep you guys informed. But one of my favorite panels was called Brands and Music Partnerships That Work.
Mm.
And that's going to be one of my blogs today. So I'll just go over it briefly. But it was really talking about the importance of artists trying to align with different brands. And, you know, we always think that big corporations are the antichrist and we should be against them. But when you're out of money and when the labels are out of money, those big corporations are your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get you a lot of exposure and they're going to give you a lot of money. And they want to help artists because they're looking to try to give their consumers an emotional connection. And music is the best way to do that for
mm-hmm.
them. Mm-hmm. So what if it's something that you're looking into, brands want to be with a lot of artists because
yeah.
they want to have like a big roster so they can try to appeal to everybody. But they're also going to try to lock you in for a long time so that you don't go to a competitor. So if you're thinking about partnering up with a brand, look for brands that you like now. Look for brands that you know are doing sponsorships. Look to see what artists that are similar to you, if they are with other bands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one partnership opportunity right now. It's called Molson Canadian Live. And I'm going to link it on my blog, but it's the opportunity to play at Oceaga with Molson.
Oh, cool.
So it's definitely a really big contest that you want to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to find out more, it's going to be on the blog.
Excellent.
And I think India kind of made a really good point there where she said, because I attended the panel with her, and a guy stood up and asked, you know, I'm totally fine with being sponsored by everybody and put stickers on me. I don't care. Put like, I'll wear everything. And that's when they stressed.
It has to be authentic.
If it's not authentic, your fans aren't going to buy it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to make sure it's something you use. So if it's, you know,
it's
you
just
know,
something that comes naturally.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a makeup company. If I'm not going to use it at home,
then it would be
yeah.
silly
or
for you
if,
to.
Now you're not going to be at this level, but something as simple as a paparazzi shot where you're using a different lipstick. And if people cared to
mm-hmm.
point that out,
yeah.
and say, so why are you the face of this, but you're not using
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just be authentic, like India said.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot of tours will have sponsors these days, and you can always tell the ones that kind of plastered something on versus the one that went with somebody that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amy Mann, she's got an older crowd, so her tour was actually sponsored by one of those probiotic yogurts. Sounds ridiculous, but it actually made a lot of sense because
yeah.
pretty much everybody in the crowd probably eats probiotic yogurts.
Exactly.
So So instead that's of hilarious. A beer, it would have looked weird for her.
So yeah. Metamucil.
Metamucil.
Contact Metamucil if you yeah. have an old we constipated should... crotchety crowd.
We should do a graph of like sort of age and genre and types of brands instead of have these lines going through it. Like it would start off with booze and then go down and then maybe when you hit like 60 it goes back up to booze.
Back up to booze.
Very cool. Brands. Brands and bands.
Brands and bands.
Yeah.
It's overused, but you know.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I attended a slightly different conference. The day before the Canadian Music Week panels got started, they held something called the Digital Media Summit. And it's mainly looking at online promotion, online marketing, new tech, sort of, and innovation was sort of the key word. Everybody at some point in their panel talked about innovation. I got to see David Shing, who has the title AOL's Digital Prophet. And in the blog I wrote this week, you'll see that I kind of scoffed at it when I first heard about it. And then I saw him speak and I was like, well, that explains everything. You are kind of a digital prophet, because he was fascinating. And I got to see the crazy man John McAfee talk from an undisclosed location over Skype. And that was, he actually said some great things, like a girl asked what she should do because she's getting into digital marketing. And his response was become a doctor. That digital marketing is a waste of everyone's time. And, like, you know, I'm sitting there like, you're dissing me, but at the same time, I like your gumption there. That you have a passion about something. But the panel I'm going to talk about is Gary Vaynerchuk, who is sort of a digital guru, though he'd probably hate if you called him a digital guru. He's written a lot of very cool books about... his main focus is that you should treat people with respect and... well online, and that will make them want to keep coming back to you, kind of a thing. But I have a couple of quotes from his panel. One of them is, making big decisions and hiding behind laws and regulations is just a matter of time before it all changes. And he was sort of making the point, if you take too long to think about something you're going to do because you're looking at what other people think about it, it all changes over time. So, like, take that risk. Cool. Which also kind of comes into another thing he said, which is that you should spend your time in the clouds and the dirt. The idea being strategize, but then do it. Because a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about big ideas online, how they're going to promote something, but they don't actually do it. They just keep coming up with more and more and more and more ideas. And then another big good point, which was a great tip, is don't wait for the data, just innovate. Don't wait for numbers on whether you're getting a return on your investment. Just do it. The idea being that a lot of companies are still waiting to see, is Facebook worth it? And they're just not getting on Facebook till they get those numbers back. Whereas all these other people are already there and they're already reaping the benefits from it. And a lot of what everybody had to talk about was just act. Just do something. Don't worry about it. Think about it, then do it. And innovate. Like, for instance, we say often, like, on the Instagram 60-second tip, a lot of people would think I'm just going to share pictures, but you wouldn't think I can make it almost like a little series, like a TV series of pictures. So come up with creative ideas to promote yourself, and then just do it instead of sitting around and coming up with more and more and more ideas. Act on something. So I thought it was pretty cool. He also had an interesting stat that there's a massive youthification of society, that... the most common selfies right now on Instagram are 45-year-old women.
Oof.
That basically women in their mid-40s are the people who are most often using Instagram to take selfies of themselves.
What?
And it's saying basically there's this youthification, that the biggest growing group on Facebook right now is 43 to 60-year-olds. While teenagers are dropping, older people are using Facebook. So something interesting to keep in mind, especially if you're working with an older artist, that their audience may be shifting to all the places you think that only young people hang out.
Yeah.
So a lot of neat stats, and I highly recommend his book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. I'm reading it right now. And it's a very cool way of looking at content marketing, which is the idea of putting out things for people to share and look at. Like your music, your videos, your pictures, but looking at things from a boxing perspective, that the pictures and the videos and such are jabs, and the right hook is that big idea that actually brings them into buy something.
Cool.
So announcing a CD would be, you'd have to find a right hook for that, but you'd want to send out behind the scenes pictures from the studio and all that kind of stuff to sort of lead people towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a boxer will jab to try to get somebody to a corner before they go to punch them.
That's really cool.
That's really
yeah.
cool.
a neat way of
it's
looking
neat.
At it.
Yeah.
Because it can be such a confusing thing being online. As it was my boot.
It was my
what
boot.
Was paper?
I
yeah, one of the papers
over,
it
fell
sounded
down.
Like you ran over a water bottle.
I know. That was...
This is such a ridiculous episode.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sound effects.
Set this back up. Anyways, Amber.
Yes?
Did you see anyone at CMW?
I sound surprised.
Huh?
Yes, I went to a panel that was that I try to go to every year, and it's called State of the Industry, and it's... sponsored by Nielsen SoundScan, and if you're not familiar with them, they pretty much, what's the word? Monitor and rank TV ratings, album sales, single sales, and the list goes on. But this is the state of the industry, and it's the an overview of how the Canadian music industry is doing. And there's people there from Next Big Sound, Comscore Media Metrics, and Nielsen Entertainment in the States. So you can tell by the names of the companies that they're people that track data
yeah.
and things like that.
Next
so,
Big Sound is actually very useful for artists.
Next Big Sound, check them out online then,
yeah,
for
very
sure.
Much.
So for one of the things that I found really interesting, there's a lot of stats, a lot of charts, so you're taking notes and you're trying to absorb at the same time. But one of the things I found really interesting, music and radio websites that Canadians are going to.
Mm.
And here's a list in order. Tone Media, which is actually a website that provides lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the top sites we're going to is to get access
to
lyrics. So note to you as an artist.
Make sure your lyrics are online.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting because people post photos, but no, people don't really post like
lyrics.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's what I want to know too.
There
mm-hmm.
you go.
Yeah.
And Town Square Music, Bell Media. So that could be any of their affiliates, radio stations,
mm-hmm.
or what have you. SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And SoundCloud is actually the website where people spend the longest time. It's 21 minutes on average.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's streaming.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that later. MTV, Rogers, again, radio affiliates under the Rogers broadcasting thing. Yahoo, and Grand Play Media.
Interesting.
Yeah. So make sure you just take a note of those, because if you haven't heard of some of those, check them out.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some fun stats. For every mobile phone owner, 77% own a smartphone. 98% of mobile music listeners own a smartphone.
Huh.
55% of all smartphone music listeners are on Apple or use
Apple
devices. Mobile listeners are using YouTube as a source to get music, and it's actually one of the top, it is the top streaming service, the way that you're going to access music to stream.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting, going back to what I said about SoundCloud, how people spend the longest time out of all of those sites on SoundCloud to access music. Music and radio sites, YouTube being a video site specifically, hence why they're not listed there.
But then
the next thing saying we're in a streaming revolution, and that was a point that they made to say. So there's been a massive growth in streaming, obviously with the streaming services that have been provided that are available in Canada. Deezer, RDO, Songza, list goes on. But it's even in the States, because
in the States,
and of course
Pandora
Spotify,
yeah.
Beats and all that stuff, right? And your fans are increasingly have an expectation of accessibility. So if you are not accessing these people via some of the, like, the smartphones or anything like that, or you're not making it simple
mm-hmm.
for people to get your music, so that's uploading something simple to YouTube, so your album cover with your song playing, a lyric video, if you're not doing any of that, you're not making yourself accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sign of things that are happening and what's to come. One quote was, create clever content, forget marketing.
That does
going
make
back
sense,
to kind of what you were saying before, right?
Because
they were using selfie, this hashtag selfie, the song is an example. The downside to that being that that's a flat, in my opinion, a flash, 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and you were
kind of
saying that on the phone the other day, too. The engagement on PCs is declining. So we're on
mobile,
our phones more and more. So... again, find ways that you're going to be able to connect with your fans on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
How different is it from PC? I don't know, but you have to look into it. You have to be aware of that. Fans are spending over a day's worth of time watching videos online. Again, going to YouTube.
Yep.
Make sure you're providing that content. And they're also talking about, they use a good example, a band called, or a group called La Maitre, and how they provided their music for free for a long time.
Really?
And they built, and that was something they built up a big audience doing. So look up La Maitre. As for sales, total music sales were down in 2013 in comparison to 2012, although digital album sales were up. Mm-hmm. Something we've gone over before, but rock music catalog was responsible for quite a bit of those sales. Mm. 6.1 million Canadian album sales in 2013. Celine Dion was the top-selling artist last year, and that was like in December or November when she released her album. It was end of year. And so far in 2014, it's been pretty sad for digital sales, but we haven't had any huge major releases.
No.
In 2014. Yeah. So that's international or Canadian, right? That's kind of, it was real. If you get a chance, like India said, if you're going to, thinking about it, go to Canadian Music Week, and this one is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is called State of the Industry.
Yeah, and that's a very cool one. Last year, you had a lot of really cool stats from that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
I find it neat talking about YouTube, because like in 2010, when I went to Harris, they were always saying people are getting their music from YouTube.
Yeah.
But it took so long for people to kind of catch on to that.
Yeah.
But now that I think back to it, the last few years, the most common complaint is that when people come over to a house, they say, oh, I don't want this to turn into a YouTube party. Because it's so common now that people will, not even videos, people will put up a YouTube video
There's
to hear
playlists.
The song, and then put up another YouTube video, and people just sit around. What we do at our house is our phones, we can actually push videos to the TV.
Yeah.
So you take a video you want to watch, and you just basically say, show it on the TV, and it shows on the TV. So it's interesting. I like the fact that SoundCloud is getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
Because it's a great way for people to get their music out there for free up to 2 hours, and then you can pay for more time if you want to have more audio up there. But.
Just, it's, there's a lot of people we had, I don't know if we had a podcast, I believe, where we talked about to stream or not to stream.
Yeah.
And this is just going to show you that you don't have a choice.
Yeah. You don't have a choice. It's going streaming.
Yeah.
Everybody is
going streaming in the car.
Ah! One, actually, I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk, just as sort of a little bit of a conclusion, or actually it was somebody else there had made the comment that they felt that iTunes was going to be gone in a couple of years. Which was extra interesting because there was somebody from iTunes in the audience who they apologized to, but they basically said streaming, everything's going streaming.
Wow.
I also wrote a blog of like a few months ago about like iTunes introducing streaming, though. So still might.
That may happen, and that might have to do with this Beats
thing. Well, a lot of things I've been reading, and now we're kind of sidetracking, but Beats, the potential of Apple purchasing Beats. Is because Apple is struggling. Because their streaming service essentially failed.
Yeah.
Or it's not coming to fruition as they would like.
Yeah.
So they're kind of grasping at straws. So it's an interesting world out there. And like we said, the US has some different options than we do, but apparently Spotify's coming soon.
Yep, I've heard that too. Spotify will be in Canada.
So keep your ears open.
Oh. So excellent. CMW 2014. Might as well say it one more time. Definitely consider it if you're an artist or if you're interested in finding more about the industry. Pro tip, in November, check out the site. You might be able to get the early bird deals.
That's, yes, it's much
cheaper.
Usually around
November to get your tickets and passes. And
wristbands are like 2-for-1 sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely check out the website earlier than later. Make a decision soon.
So, do we have any last thoughts? On anything.
I think you kind of just shared a really good last thought there. Oh, and like we said earlier, we're going to post blogs on our website, www.dalespeaking.com. And not only are we going to do that, but last week there were some different blogs posted by each of us. Tips.
In preparation.
Yeah, preparing for CMW or what to expect. And then now we're actually going to write about
what happened.
Elaborating on kind of what we said here and different panels.
Which will probably actually go on. With my notes, I have like a couple of weeks worth of blogs.
There you go.
Yeah, me too.
So
keep
lot,
it on. So. Stay on our website. Check
We're
it out.
We're gonna be extra informative.
Yes, extra informative. So I believe that's it. Yay!
Only a few interruptions this week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Dale. You can find out more about Dale Speaking at www.dalespeaking.com.
We're also on Twitter at Dale_speaking.
We're also on Facebook. Just look under Dale Speaking.
And email us at radiodale@dalespeaking.com.